This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Come on. We're in the playoffs, Johnny. We're in the playoffs. That's the way you got to look at it.
Hey, it's
chilly. Really didn't matter.
Chilly Monday morning out there. Yeah,
you wait till next Monday.
24 in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 21 in Oshkosh. Feels a little chillier.
You know what? I was thinking about you after the game. Are you going to give us the wind?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Brisk wind coming from the north, due north at 14 miles an hour.
North at 13.
Wow. Okay. It's
and you saw it was just one glimpse at the flags.
Yep. Not even like more than 2 seconds.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about this now. We'll talk about later in the week, the Eagle game. However, I did do a little, Todd, I looked ahead. And you know, Johnny says it gets cold after we're out of the playoffs.
You don't realize it's winter until after the Packers' last defeat.
It's going to be 29 degrees next Sunday. And it's going to be 29 degrees next Monday, if you look at the long-range forecast.
All right.
It's going to be interesting how it feels different to John Mino. if the Eagles prevail, which 4-point favorites. What did you think yesterday? Did you watch it? Did you go? There were so many tickets.
Did I watch it? I've watched so much football in the last week. I'm not going to watch football for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
I watched every college game, at least some of every playoff game. Watched every NFL game that was on. Watched three of them yesterday.
I can't watch.
I even watched the Jets game yesterday. I watched about three quarters of the Jets game. Just wanted to see I just want to see Rodgers, if in fact was like the last time he ever played. And he played really well.
He did.
He actually threw four touchdown passes. He played pretty good. So I started with that game, then the Packer game, then the night game last night. I watched all three of those.
I can't watch 9 hours of 10 hours of football.
I did.
Oh, man. I got to get up. Now, next week we play the 4 o'clock. There's only two games, which is, I can tolerate that. But there's no way three games. Maybe there are three next
week. Is it 3:30 our time? 3:30 our time? Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
It is. Philly, all the places.
Anybody who throws snowballs at Santa Claus, that's a tough environment.
I give people credit who go to places like a Philadelphia and wear their Packer gear and everything.
And think of the money, right? You got the airfare, you got the hotel. That's an expensive outing to something you could watch at home. You know what I mean? That's just those traveling fans.
I haven't sat. I haven't sat in the sand. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying, just with the way things worked out, from when I moved to Green Bay, I was in the business. The last time I sat in the actual stands for a Green Bay Packer game, 1976.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Really and truly.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
And because I was going to school in Arizona and Minnesota, you know, all during the 70s, so it was like an exhibition game. And then when I moved back to Green Bay, obviously I was in the business.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this. I mean, there are games. When we used to do our pregame show, and Murph and I always used to talk about this. I mean, there were times there seemed to be more opposition jerseys walking around. And when I say, I'm not saying more fans of the other team, but more people proudly showing their loyalty, wearing opponent jerseys at Lambeau. I personally have never seen any issue. But again, what I'm saying is I didn't sit in the stands, so maybe I'm way off base on this.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is even in pregame and postgame type things that I've had to do, I never saw any real altercations between somebody saying, Viking, you know what I mean? But Packer fans that have gone to Philadelphia have told me the abuse was like over the line when they go to those games.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody out there, even just text us, where have you gone where it's like, okay, this isn't even fun anymore. This is like scary. And I've had people tell me Philadelphia is one of those places.
Yeah, because there's, you know, I mean, been to a lot of away games and most Most people are super nice.
It's
Carolina.
Fun. It's,
I told you that Bears experience, though, that playoff. That was not. That was. I didn't
Bears or Vikings?
Bears.
I thought you said Vikings.
I said that.
Where before. The guy wouldn't shake your hand?
Yeah. Yeah. John, I've been to quite a few away games, but yeah, the Vikings. Yeah, I don't like the Vikings because of the fans. I don't mind. Matter of fact.
So what was your Bears experience then?
Far be it for me to drop names, yeah. But the.
I was with George Halas.
No. This is the owners of the owners of the Vikings, his brothers.
Iggy?
Yeah. I Don and I had lunch with him.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like the ownership.
Okay.
I like a lot of the players.
Okay.
But I don't like their fans. And the experience I was telling you this morning was I was at the game and I was on the field with the mayor and
the Vikings game.
This is the back of the okay. Viking game. And he introduced me to some friends of then, which he was embarrassed too. But yeah, I put up my hand, shake his hand, said, "How you doing?" I was wearing my Packer stuff. Of course, he was wearing his Viking things. And he goes, "I'm not shaking your hand." I'm
like, "That's amazing.
Are you serious?" He goes, "No, I'm not shaking your
hand.
That
is so classless."
Right. And he was, I thought, but he was kind of like, it wasn't some drunk guy in a bar.
Right. This is. Well, he's on the field with the mayor. I mean, yeah.
And I just thought,
that's
wow,
incredible.
It is. So. Anyway, but,
I mean, that just shows their class. That just shows.
That's what I'm saying. But
it's like if somebody did that to me, I wouldn't be insulted. I would just say, wow, are you a loser?
That's the way I felt. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that would be funny.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I'm just serious. The guy was
right.
Like, no, I'm.
Wow.
Anyway, but I also shouldn't judge their fans by one guy. But I think there's a couple other ones. Like that horn, I don't like that horn. Ooh, standing next to that guy, too.
That skull thing?
Well, the skull's weird, but. No, that big. You know,
yeah, I know.
I don't like
he's
that.
Not, I don't think he's on the field anymore.
Oh, good.
I think they got rid of him, didn't they?
I don't know.
Any Viking fans? Did they get rid of the Viking guy? I think they did.
Oh,
I got to be honest with you, though. I really loved the TV show Vikings. That guy was not a good representative of the Vikings. He would have been put on one of those ships going to Valhalla, where they light the ship on fire and just tie him up and then send him out to sea. Goodbye. Enjoy your travels. I mean, at that point. Yeah.
But I wish we would have beat the Bears. Did you think the Bears were going to win? Because I never did. Not even till the end. I said, Don, he's going to miss this. And I also thought that was great that announcer said, well, what are the Bears going to do to screw this up? They fumbled the next play.
Yeah.
I never thought they were going to win. I knew it was a good, Packers could be playing so much better, and this game's kind of boring, and come on. But I never... In I would have bet money till even when it was teed up to kick, I still would have bet money on the Packers.
Want me to be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
After the Packer field goal, I switched channels.
You thought it was just done?
Yeah. And then I didn't think Caleb Williams was going to drive them back for whatever. And then I came back to it literally as they were lining up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then when I watched those last two, why they gave them so much room in the middle of the field.
I agree.
And I can understand LaFleur's situation with he got talked into going for the field goal. I think the special teams coach Bisaglia,
yeah,
I think he talked LaFleur into going for the field goal. I think in LaFleur's mind they're gonna go for the first down. And that's why he called the timeout. It wasn't like a slam dunk, we're going for the field goal. And I think he called the timeout to get the play, go for it, you get that, game is over. And then I think Bisaglia convinced LaFleur to go for the field goal that kid could hit it from that distance, which was a good call on his part, no question. But that's why he didn't burn more time. I totally understand that.
Yeah, but that was LaFleur's decision.
Not even a question.
Okay. Yeah.
Not even a question.
Said to him, look,
but
he can,
I understand.
He can make
I understand the rationale.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I totally understand the rationale.
But I was really surprised. I'm because oh my gosh, I'm like, no, don't worry about it. We're gonna win this game. But wow, that was and. I mean, the Bears, come on. They think they won a Super Bowl. You see those guys?
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something.
It's been 39 years.
Hang on a second. Outplayed and out. These are texts we got coming in. Outplayed and out coached by the Bears was very embarrassing yesterday. Glad it was a Milwaukee game. Another text. Mino says, not shaking hands is classless.
Right. And you never did that. You never shook hands, which I would not. I was thinking, I've thought about that.
Was after a game.
That's, you shouldn't talk about. That's not.
That was that. You know
people
why?
Think, I bet you a lot of people
played,
think you
I'm going to be
would
honest
hands.
With you. You
had a temper back then?
I was a very emotional, competitive person.
And as our disc profile guy, people
and I
change.
Always needed a few minutes to like calm down. That's all I'm saying. Then you know what I used to do? After I calmed down, took a shower, I went over to the opponent's locker room all the time. And shook hands and wished them well and said, great game, you guys.
Put them on my Christmas card list.
If it isn't us that won, I'm glad it's you guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you.
I did, Jim.
Just like you.
You don't know that.
Anyway.
1985, Packer Bear game at Soldier Field. Got tickets from Johnny and Nick behind the Packers bench. Bear fans were mean. 85. I don't think 85. I didn't give you tickets in 1985. Nick was barely alive in 1985.
Is there somebody called Johnny Nick?
Oh, yeah. Johnny Nick from Nicky's.
See, that's John's ego. It's just, he hears he's talking about me.
Well, I thought he meant Mino and Nick. We used to give away tickets. I thought he meant Johnny and Nick behind the Packer bench. Ah, well, 85. Well, yeah, that was ridiculous. That was crazy.
The Bears were good.
They were phenomenal. That's still one of the best teams that underachieved that I've ever seen in all of pro sports.
What do you mean underachieved? They won a Super Bowl.
They won one. And they had basically the youngest team in the NFL.
Oh, they could have gone like that three-peat thing.
That defense. Like the Chiefs. I mean, when we have like Randy Wright in it, they've never seen a defense like that defense.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
The three teams, most underachieving teams, talent-wise, I've ever seen in the NFL, 85 Chicago Bears, 96, 97 Green Bay Packers. Yeah.
They lost.
Who?
The Denver? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm saying underachieving.
Oh, underachieving.
For the talent they had.
Yeah.
Favre in his prime, Reggie, that defense.
No, you're right.
Dorsey Levins, William Henderson. My goodness gracious. Yeah. I mean, across the board, the wide receiver core. Everybody.
Yeah.
Those are the two most underachieving teams I've ever seen. The 86, 87 Bears, 97, 98 Packers.
I think the sin of making the Super Bowl shuffle probably was did the
Bears. Yeah. Bears. Curse.
Oh my God, that was so bad. Oh my God.
No, Todd.
No.
No. You got it back. There are certain things I'm authority on.
Okay.
One is songs that teams would do after the Super Bowl shuffle, think they're cool. You got to look something up right now. You got to look on YouTube.
Okay.
Called Ram It.
Ram It.
Ram It.
Okay.
Team.
I will.
The Los Angeles Rams decided they were going to do one. It might be the worst thing ever recorded in the history of recording things.
Is it clean to plan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It was their music video. Right. It was the Rams music video.
Lynn.
And it was really, really bad.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
I found it. I'll play it for you.
Play when we come back. Play when we come back. Keep your texts coming in, folks. We want to know what you're thinking out there on this Monday morning, heading into the playoffs. Mine on the Bear. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, 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 hey,
what year?
What, 86, 87?
Oh, same thing as they're doing that Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what do you think,
Todd? Wow. Couple of things. The video was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it's better than the Super Bowl shuffle. That one was like...
Well, this one has a lot of like Hollywood elements to it.
Does it really?
The Rams one. Doesn't it? I mean, the Bears were just in a sound studio.
Yeah, these guys are actually like in a stadium.
Yeah, and their hair is perfect.
They're cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders are looking perfect.
Yeah.
That was about the worst of the Super Bowl type videos. Los Angeles Rams, Ram It, 1986. Coming your way. Coming up next.
And I have to say this, the dances that they make the guys do.
Yeah.
Not very masculine.
No. Uh-uh. Everybody's at work. It's sufficient to. It's okay for work.
Yeah.
Look up. NFL.
It's called Let's Ram It.
They don't do that anymore.
Not a lot. I think that would put
no, I'm not that.
That would put the old kibosh on it.
No, I mean these music videos. They don't
That's what I mean. No, yeah, there isn't anything. Is there any more, Todd?
You
sure.
Think if anybody
they
do.
Yeah, they do okay. videos.
The Chiefs.
MTV. Are you talking about NFL teams or yep. music videos in general?
NFL teams.
No.
Oh, no. No. Again, I think that was.
That would, yeah, that would, that, yeah.
That probably put the end to
the
it.
The new guys are too cool for that.
I was going to say that.
Never.
Probably,
they would never.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Right.
Yeah. No, we're too cool. Yeah.
Laura may not be here next year. Yeah. So I don't want to be part of that.
I'm trying to think of any. I can't think of any other teams that did it besides the Bears and the Rams. Packers never did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I remember me and my sports staff at Channel 11 did one time. A takeoff on the Bears Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, really?
Me, Steve Boyer, and Mark Ewing.
Oh, God. Can I find that?
Okay. What, Todd?
I'm just gotta see if I can find that.
Oh, we get better things to do.
It's a, do we? Like what?
we got some open space.
Yeah, we got
the form is yours.
We do have some open space.
We could see to the mayor from Green Bay. Is it bad? I got this text. Is it bad that I felt Willis was the better Packer quarterback on the field yesterday? Love's accuracy has been off lately. Thoughts? I agree.
You kind of said that, John. That you thought
said it before
that
the show today.
He did.
That he's thrown him in the dirt.
Yeah.
I'd never seen all season long. Packers did jump in the stands. I don't remember that one. Love for the last 3 weeks has been, yeah, yeah. Love for the last 3 weeks has been throwing him at the feet of the wide receivers. He hadn't done that all season. I'd never seen that all season. And now he's just really misfiring. And I don't get it.
Yeah. I
really don't get it. Why now at this point of the season? And he's been, and again, Christian Watson, we just have to accept the fact now, you know what? It's like if you got that car and it's like, well, we're not going to use that to run air. When we go on a trip, let's save that car for the trip because he is so fragile.
Yeah.
His body is so fragile.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And you know, we're just talking during the break. He went and did that big analysis, physical analysis in Madison in the offseason, and they found that one hamstring was weaker than the other, and that kind of throws things off. I think his whole body must be a little bit off because I've never seen a professional athlete get hurt easier than him.
Yeah, but yeah, like you said, that he has other parts of his body.
Must be out of whack.
Well, they're overcompensating for
right.
the weaker part, you know, instead of training the weaker part. But
right.
maybe he can't because if, I don't know, I don't know anything about it. But, I mean, the body's a very scientific model, and it's, yes, that is a true statement that I bet you if he's got something wrong, that throws his whole
yeah.
system out of whack. So,
come on, let me tell you what is this?
This is the Packers.
Well, they did do
what year? What year?
1996, I believe. Aaron Rodgers, Robert Brooks, Charles Woodson.
No, not Woodson.
This is Charles Woodson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says it.
That's not 1996. 96 was Holmgren in the bunch. So it must have been. And Aaron Rodgers went there in 96.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
This is so Green Bay.
This was shot at Kroll's West.
Right.
It's actually not
at
a
the
bad
mall.
Video. They're
just, really?
They're kind of driving down the street in a convertible.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Green Bay too.
Yeah.
Must be like 2010 then.
This is, I think it's farther back than that.
Yeah.
This is lists Aaron Rodgers and Charles Woodson, but I'm looking back, Favre's in this.
Oh,
yeah.
Then, oh, okay. Yeah, it's got to be nine. Okay.
There's Reggie.
Oh, I do not remember that at all.
Me either.
Not even a little bit. Jump in the stands. Okay. All right. Well, I think I know what the Packers need to do.
They need something.
You know, it's one of those things. Let me just say that. I'm going to go back in history.
All right. I want to go forward in history.
I'm going way back in history.
All right.
1967.
Boy, were young.
Packers had a big game in Los Angeles to clinch. Okay? Rams blocked Donnie Anderson, who I still think is the worst number one draft pick in Green Bay Packer history. I say this because he was number one draft pick and Lombardi was such a big fan of his and whatever, and loved him so much. It was his last number one draft pick or whatever. Or not his last, but whatever. Okay. He wanted to give him every name. So you can have draft, like John Michaels. Remember John Michaels?
Yeah, it was a bust.
Number one draft pick, never played.
Right.
So he never heard us. Donnie Anderson played and fumbled all the time. Terrible punts. Don't even make me go on a rant how Donnie Anderson prevented the Packers from going to the playoffs in 1968. Don't even get me started. 67, the Rams block his punt at the end of the game. And that was a famous game because that's the first time they had Lombardi mic'd up. What the hell's going on out there? Grab, grab, grab. Everybody's grabbing.
What? Why
they only mic'd him up, I think, twice. Once he had the big coat on and everything. The other one was in Los Angeles. And anyway, so then the Packers had a playoff game with the Rams, yada, 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 yada. But the Packers lost their last regular season game that year to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Why is Donnie Anderson so famous?
The Golden Palomino.
Yeah.
He sucked. He sucked. And you know what? Here's the deal.
Wow.
Here's the deal. All the girls had these teenage crushes on him.
Maybe that was
okay?
It.
All these girls said, oh, my God, he's so cute. And he knew it. I say Donnie Anderson is hurt the Packers as a number one draft pick more than any one draft pick ever did.
All right.
Okay, challenge me on this. I'll go fact for fact.
Back to our okay. All right, let's do a little Eagles. They're only favored by 4.
3.5.
See, that's not even 4. Wow.
Wait a minute, back that one up.
I don't know. Let's talk
a promo
about
on that one.
All right, we'll be right
favorite
back.
Favorite by 4, 3.5. Not even 4. Let's bet. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 24-year-old Wasaki woman died and a 1-year-old child was injured after a car drove into the ditch on U.S. Highway 141 in Stiles Saturday. Oconee County Sheriff's officials say the car left the roadway and rolled multiple times before coming to a rest. The driver died on the scene. The child was taken to a hospital in Green Bay. Gas Buddy recently released its 2025 fuel price outlook, forecasting a third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. Gas Buddy projects that the yearly national average for gasoline in 2025 will decline to $3.22 per gallon, down from $3.33 in 2024 and significantly below the record highs of 2022. This decline represents continued relief for American drivers, but it comes amid emerging uncertainties surrounding geopolitical tensions, political tariffs, and a change in energy policies that add risk to this year's forecast. Diesel prices are also forecast to decline in 2025 with a projected yearly national average of $3.48 a gallon. This reduction will benefit industries dependent on diesel, such as freight and agriculture, offering some respite from recent cost pressures. Incoming District 18 Senator Kristen Alfheim has been named to 2 Senate committees and 1 board as she prepares to take office. Senate Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein announced last week that Alfheim will serve on the Senate Committee for Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage and the Senate Committee on Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry. She'll also serve on the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Board. The 2025 Wisconsin legislative session starts today. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. 24 degrees in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 21 in Oshkosh. But again, that north wind at 14 miles an hour make it feel a lot colder. Today is Smith Day. just for everybody named Smith, Todd?
Correct.
All right.
It's a big day for a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's going to be right up there with Jones. It's weird that they have their...
Yeah, what is the most common name? Johnson? Jones?
Probably Johnson.
Probably Johnson, it seems like. Today is shortbread day. Shortbread is worthless if you don't have strawberries on it. True. And cream? Just to eat a piece of shortbread. Who's going to eat a piece of shortbread? Nobody.
Who eats it anyway? I don't. What is? Is that thing that you like? That muffin that you put strawberries and cream on?
Yeah. What, you'd never eat those if you didn't have. Although you know what were good when I was a kid. Do they still make the original Twinkie where you'd have is basically it was the banana flavored and had the cream inside like that?
Yeah, they make that.
Those were awesome.
They last. Didn't they find one that was like 25 years old and it was like
I've got one that's old.
Perfect condition.
I got one in my closet right now. I've been saving for a long time.
That's great.
You know the cool thing with those? They used to have baseball cards attached with it. Remember that? You'd get the baseball card.
No, then
they,
that wasn't Twinkies.
Yeah, it was. It was Twinkies. They'd have baseball cards with them. And the cool part is, no matter
I don't think people who ate Twinkies followed baseball. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that would be a good connection. I think gum.
Okay. Yeah. How about we put a slight wager. $100?
No, I don't want to. I don't bet. New Year's resolution.
You're just talking about you're going to bet this week.
I didn't, though.
Well, $100 bet, yes or no?
No.
50. It'll go towards charity.
No. I'll give 50 bucks to charity.
Okay. Because the good part, no matter how long you kept those baseball cards, it still smelled like a Twinkie.
Do you want to know the answer on that?
Yeah.
There were 60 cards in the individual Twinkie sets.
Wow. Never remember
about 1976, 77?
75 through 75. 79.
There you go.
All baseball? You.
Baseball
yeah.
cards.
Yeah.
In Twinkies.
Yeah. And you want to know how I know that for a fact?
Because you ate a lot of Twinkies.
Yeah. And I would always, every day when I worked in the mine, I would have a Twinkie for lunch. And so did pretty much everybody else. That was like the go-to thing. And we'd always read the baseball cards and quiz each other on the back of the baseball cards sitting there at lunch.
Hmm.
So there you go.
God, life was good when you could eat whatever you wanted.
I know,
have to
right?
worry about it. You know?
I think your mom put those in your lunch.
Everybody, that was like the biggest treat in the world, having a Twinkie in your lunch.
I bet.
Oh, my God. You talk about jealousy.
Make it that daily diet of that?
Well, I mean, I had to have hot lunch. I had hot lunch every day in school. And these kids that would have the take home, and they were like, they'd have, those kids, though, they kind of, the mommy would make their sandwiches so
good.
Wait,
you're talking about my kids.
And they'd have a nice little... No, like a bag folded over and a nice little note and a little Twinkie.
John, you're talking about my kids.
Oh, sorry.
Back it off. They didn't like hot lunch.
Sorry.
They didn't like hot lunch at school.
Hope you have a nice day, sweetie.
Let me cut those crusts off for you. You know what my mom said about cutting off crust?
What?
She didn't have to say anything because her hand across the face.
I can't even imagine asking my mom or dad to cut off the crust. Yeah. Today is bean day. All right. I'll tell you what, what's a legume?
That is what did you call it?
Legume.
Legume, okay, yeah.
What is it?
That would be beans, peas,
I've been reading a lot of good stuff about them.
Oh, yeah, they're good for you.
And what's there's another
pretty
thing.
Old article.
A lentil, what's a
lentil? Lentils are like legumes.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to eat a lot more legumes and lentils this year.
Do it.
And there's another thing, too, another one of those things. I'm not sure what they are. But
what are you laughing about?
Well, I am. They're supposed to be really healthy for
Twinkies
you.
Twinkies are bad and beans are good. This is like breaking news.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yep.
Another one is, today is Take Down the Christmas Tree Day.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good
day. It's Epiphany Day
kind of
so.
Early. Today. Is that? No, I thought that was like the 12th.
Yeah, I thought it was a little later. Okay.
Oh, that sounds a sad day, isn't it?
It is.
It really is.
It is. And you think about... went fast, but yeah, it's been over a month, right?
Although I'm gonna be honest with you, I hate having Christmas tree lights on after Christmas.
The lights?
Yeah. I never turn Christmas tree lights on after Christmas. Do you?
Yeah.
Just doesn't seem to have the same something something. Weigh in day. No, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
No, today
tell you,
is
no,
weigh
it should
in
not
day.
Be. No. Listen. Here, no. Because in my calendar, yesterday was the end of the holiday season.
Ah, I see.
The holiday season began on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and ended yesterday. Thus, we got like 6 weeks worth of whatever built up. So, weigh-in day is Friday because now you take this week to overcome 6 weeks of, whatever. Wouldn't you agree on that? So, Friday is our weigh-in day.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. My weigh-in day, my season discipline doesn't really start till Packers are out.
Yeah, but mine starts Friday. It's a whole new me starting Friday.
Whole new me. I like football food.
Yeah, so do I. I'm just saying. What else is today? Today is also Kate McKinnon's 40th birthday. Eric Trump is 40. Julie Chen is 54. Text, I got the Jump in the Stand CD for my 9th birthday present. Kelly from Green Bay. Wow. Lombardi thought Grabowski and Anderson would be the next Taylor and Horning. It did not work out that way. No, it didn't. Terry. Although I really liked Jim Grabowski, but he tore up his knee in 67. And he did not get good rehab, and the surgery didn't go well, and yada, yada, yada. And those were in those days where you tore up your knee, and they cut you open like a can of sardines. Just a big zipper type of scar and the whole thing. He never bounced back from that. He was a good guy. I really liked Jim Grabowski. Hated Donnie Anderson. Packers lose by at least 20 against the Eagles.
I can lose by that much.
Hate to say it, but that's just my opinion, says our man Michael in Madison.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I don't think the Eagles' offense is that good to, you know, run up that. But
we'll see. They've been rested. That guy gave up that.
Yeah, Eric Dickerson but Hurts has had that concussion. Pickett's got rib injury. I mean, they were down to their third string quarterback the other day.
They're going to. Okay.
I'm just saying. Last night, the Lions kicked a field goal in 15 seconds with one timeout at the end of the half. The Packers had 37 seconds and three timeouts, and they went into the locker room. The difference between winning attitude and losing attitude, plus Love is not stepping into his passes. There's something wrong. Scotty, I totally agree with the way Love is throwing the football. He's throwing off his back foot again. He's not stepping into it. He's not following through, not stepping into it. I totally agree with that, Scotty, and I think that's why it's hitting the dirt at the receiver's feet. They're just coming up short and not enough shadoopa on them. Got another text here. What?
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Another text here. Mine was right. I got a Jose Cardinal card in my Twinkie. There you go. Mm. There you go. So now do you believe me? That
I do.
Twinkies used to have baseball cards.
Yeah. I'm surprised they did that. And why didn't that stay? Do they still have baseball cards and
golf? Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering, why did the Twinkies stop that?
I don't know. But they were cool.
I think people would look at the baseball. They'd read, this guy's in good shape. He sure as hell ain't Twinkies. Maybe that was like...
I think kids, though, right? I mean, kids ate a lot of Twinkies, and that's
and
probably...
the lunch. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know?
Absolutely. My mom used to buy tea. She was a big tea drinker. Lipton tea. And Salada tea. Salada? Remember Salada tea? They used to put an NFL or really cool like coin in with their boxes of tea. They were metal with these beautiful color pictures that are worth a lot of money now. Look it up, Todd. Salada tea NFL coins. These are worth some good money. Actually, you know what I found when I was cleaning out a closet the other day? My old Coke bottle. Remember the old?
That I remember.
The Coke caps?
Oh, yeah, totally.
When you, the different players. Yep. Those are cool.
That's cool.
Those are just fun
to look
at.
That was a good idea.
That brings back, that's what got me through the whooping cough. I told you that story.
Yeah.
That saved me. That could have saved my life because it gave me a will to live.
These are actually really cool, these coins.
Aren't they, though?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Because they've got the pictures of them right on
Bright color pictures.
Yep.
Yeah.
My mom didn't do that. She did the cigarette things. You know, the stamps from the cigarettes, you know.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
And she'd send off for something. And
we had like about 6 different stamp books in like the junk drawer type thing.
Right.
AMP.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They're like.
Green and the gold?
Yes.
Yeah,
there are at least 3 or 4. And then you'd look at the little catalog. Ooh, we could get a dinner bowl with 6 more books. Remember that? You get all excited. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. If you came back for the AMP on double stamp day and you didn't have the double stamps, you march your butt right back to make sure you got the double stamps. Yes.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. Those were big things back in those days. I remember even my brother's gas station, like if you filled up for more than like $5, you'd get like a bowl.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
we still had those for years.
Yeah.
Sinclair used to give out something every time you filled. Gas stations don't do things like that anymore. Those were big promotions for gas stations back in the day.
So, speaking of gas stations, I've run into this twice now, and it's only, the 8th? What day it is today? I don't use credit cards in January, which is more difficult than you think, but not impossible. But you just, it's amazing how often, yesterday I told you I went to the grocery store, so you pay cash. But getting gas is different because you got to kind of go in, you're some.
Oh, and you're paying for cash or paying with cash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You give the guy money and then come back. And the danger of going into the store are the Twinkies. Not that I.
Oh, yeah. Grab a little something.
Like at Quick Trip. It's because they make you walk.
Do you have
by.
A weakness?
Yeah, the burger. I like the burger. I like the cheeseburgers a lot. Mm-hmm. That would be it.
You're going to McDonald's for gas? What do you mean?
No, at Quick Trip.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I like about paying at the pump, because I don't have to go into the store. I don't get tempted. You know what I'm saying? But I got to go in the store now because I pay cash.
Mine is Slim Jims. They put those damn Slim Jims right there in the line of sight, and they're just beckoning for you
gotta
to call.
You got to pay the guy. You got to almost touch it to pay the guy.
What else you got? How damn big is your closet to have all these treasures, Mino, says Tori.
Back rat.
I was thinking about yesterday.
Order.
What? I found a 1967 program from the Packers inter-squad game.
Well, who wouldn't have that?
Yeah. I bet I'm the only person that has one of those. I bet I'm the only person that has one of those. It's like something that somebody made up just in like printing shop.
I think the reason you want to get into mini storage is just a selfish.
I got so much crap.
Jim, I know we're partners, but three of these I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I paid $2.56 for gas yesterday at
Christ
gas station on Babcock. Is that the lowest in Green Bay? Wow, $2.56 is great. I know there was a Christ up in Menominee or Marinette.
That's where they're from.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm, those.
And like a couple of weeks ago when I drove through there, it was like, holy crap, this is lower than anywhere else I've ever seen. Yeah, I think it's a UP thing, isn't it?
Well, Christ is, and that's a couple brothers, right, that own that?
There's a couple around the area.
Yeah, there's one
up on the way to the airport.
That's
Babcock, you're right.
I know those guys. They were in the office a few times.
Would they shake your hand?
Yeah. Do they know you put down people from the UP all the time?
They were great. So
Dave says garbanzo beans, also known as chickpeas, are legumes. I am devoting 2025 into eating a lot of legumes. I am. It's gonna be a whole different me.
Eat them after the show.
We gotta send her a quick break. Boy, I'll tell you what, 7:30, cheeky donuts coming in. They're phenomenal.
They are.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here on a Monday morning, Green Bay Packers getting set to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. That ball game coming your way from the city of brotherly love. Why did it ever get that name?
Right?
Why did it ever get that name?
Well, it's got to be from, you know, back in the day.
I know, but it's like, you're a big history buff. Do you ever remember a time where Philadelphia was considered this warm, embracing kind of place?
Well, when they put together, when they put together the Constitution, that was brotherly love, right?
They all pretty much fought each other, didn't they?
But they got it done.
Did you ever read what happened to lots and lots of the people that signed the Declaration of Independence? How many of them were then killed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, a lot.
That's why we signed from...
Wow.
Say brotherly love because name comes from the Greek words.
Its name comes from the Greek words paleo, love.
No,
and
Phil, it's F.
Adelphos, which means brother. I said filio, and Adelphus. The city's founder, William Penn, chose this name to reflect his vision of a city of religious tolerance and peace with the Native Americans. Ah, okay. That worked out well.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
For you, not so well for the Native Americans, let's be honest.
So I was showing you this morning when I got here that I finally received my business certificate to rent out my house.
Okay.
And I think that's interesting. I've never, ever done that, but I was interested in Michael, Simple Life Hospitality, and, you know, I told you, make a little side hustle for the NFL draft. So I got this certificate, which is pretty official, but you have to do reporting. They think I'm going to, like, run a hotel. You know, it's like, well, file your reports every month. It's like, I'm going to do this for 5 days, and then I'm never going to do it again. But it's a little bit more paperwork. But anyway, I got the certificate. But I was reading in the paper this morning, hotels.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
15 times more.
Right. Did you see that? Okay, I saw that.
I was going to bring that up. I thought I'd let that one to you. Did you see this, Todd?
Get this. $130 to
normal.
To 2000. Right at that place we go to lunch all the time, over where we park for the Best Western for the game. $100 to $800, but that's the biggest leap.
They all sold out or not?
This was just
I thought the NFL took every local hotel room and reserved it. That's why I was surprised when I saw that article, because I thought those were already all claimed.
Well, I don't know that they're not unclaimed. It doesn't really...
Michael, do you know? No, Michael and Madison?
No, but it's talking, John, more is about the... It doesn't say whether they're available or not. It just says what the... It's
right.
$140 to $800, you know? That's in Marinette. That's your neck of the woods, Johnny. They're gouging us.
Marinette is $800? That
quality,
far away?
Wow. Quality Inn & Suites Marinette.
Okay.
1508 Marinette Avenue.
Yeah, that's used to be the Best Western, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it still is Best Western. That's actually where I stayed. And their pool wasn't working. I took my granddaughter.
All right. Yeah, you talked about that. So yeah. April 17th to the 20th, $140. And, of course, the NFL draft starts on the 24th. On the 24th, it goes to $800. $140 to $800. Same room, same service. Let's see what other you guys are doing here.
Even Marinette, that far. Okay. Well, that kind of gives you the idea then. I mean, at least Oshkosh is in
absolutely
the running.
Absolutely. Yep.
Oshkosh, Appleton. I would think Oshkosh might be the outer limb, unless Fond du Lac.
So Michael just texted in. Michael says that his understanding is the local hotels are all booked. However, there may be a few random rooms still
okay,
open.
Okay, that's kind of what I was wondering. Because I think, I almost feel like soon as they announced Green Bay, they had boots on the ground grabbing those hotel rooms. Don't you think? The NFL, the way they pretty much try to take over a city, it sounds like, when they come in.
Yeah. Well, for this kind of event. Sure.
Right.
Oconto, average price $64. That's funny. just to hear that, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you spend on dinner.
What is it now?
$210. So.
I didn't know they had a hotel in Oconto, to be
but
honest.
But you think, well, big deal, but that's still 200% price increase, right?
I would move to Oconto. If I could, Todd. Find me a place in Oconto.
Okay.
I like Oconto. I like those kind of towns. I think they're really underrated. They're on the water. They're close to whatever. They're halfway in between Green Bay and whatever. Find me a fixer-upper in Oconto, Todd. Can you do that?
How much you want to buy? How much you want to spend?
$50,000. I'm going nuts.
I got a nice little one that needs a little work for 84.
I'll take it.
For what is that?
84. Looking for a fixer-upper in the Oconto area.
Two bed, one bath.
Love it. That's an easy drive from Oconto to here.
It is.
Then it's even easier to go up north to the UP.
Here's a two-bed, one-bath, 900 square feet, $60,000.
I'll take it.
900 square feet.
You're scratching me where I itch.
But some of these other places, like these hotels, I can't believe how reasonable they are. $83, and it's going to $999, but still. The fact that there's a hotel within 3 miles of Lambeau Field that's $83 surprises me.
Within how far of Lambeau Field?
It's Hotel J.
In Green Bay?
3.2 miles. Distance to Lambeau Field, 3.2 miles. Average rate the week before the draft, $83. Week of the draft, $999.
How much is the Arena Motel? That's where I stayed when I first came to Green Bay, and it's like, oh, this isn't all that great. But they've cleaned it up a bunch since those days.
Yeah.
I remember there was an adult bookstore across the street. Do you remember that?
I wonder if there was any cross business there.
I don't know.
No, yeah, not at all. Wondering.
I don't think. You know what? The Arena Motel? That was the kind of place
it's like where you give blood in a casino. Why would they be located close to each
that
other?
That was the kind of place. And this is something. This is something.
Porto store in one of your flies.
This is something I always thought would be a great job. I always,
and then a waffle, whatever they're called.
I'd like to be like a traveling welder kind of guy. And they had a lot of those in their projects in Green Bay. The guys from Bechtel, remember Bechtel? Steel company and all those, they would all stay at the Union Hotel, and it was really cool.
At the Union Hotel?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, not the Union Hotel. At the Arena Motel.
Yeah.
And they would always have their little hibachi set out on the sidewalks.
I remember that?
You never see that anymore. Because these guys would, you know, they don't want to eat at restaurants all the time, so they'd carry their little hibachi, they'd set it up out on the sidewalks.
I don't know if they didn't want to eat or couldn't afford to.
And
then
always sitting out there in lawn chairs
and
drinking. And I remember that's where they put a bunch of Packer players one summer. In the Arena Motel. And I'd go over and talk to those guys like, man, thought the NFL would be a little different than this. They'd be sitting under the picnic table on the lawn. All right, we guys got a quick break. Mono the Mayor, Brian Johnson, Kim Thiel, Cheeky Donuts, Jan Ottinger, Cup of Joy. A lot of stuff coming up. Back after this. Never knew how complete I could be. She kissed me and said, baby,
the national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.